Now, I'm joined in the studio by Suzanne Macefield. Suzanne, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Good morning, Aroha.
Now, thank you for joining us on the show today. You watched the leaders' debate last night and you're a body language expert.
I did.
And you have a few observations which you'd like to share with the George listeners?
Certainly. Well, I've been watching the debates over the last few weeks and it's been really interesting to see the difference. John Key was so strong in the earlier debates, whereas Phil Goff's really catching up now with his body language and how he's moving himself forward. So it's been very interesting, particularly last night.
It's interesting because, I mean, I actually didn't see the leaders' debate last night, but I've had a few friends like from the second debate who are saying that, you know, Goff was really sort of coming forward because that first debate, it was kind of like John Key was, you know, just smashing him, really.
Exactly. But really, what's happening with Phil Goff is he's opening up his body language, he's coming across more as a leader, but unfortunately he is doing an awful lot of attacking, so it's a lot of blaming body language, which is giving him a lot of strength, which he could probably tone that down a little bit.
Okay. Was there anything you know, that you were sort of you noticed throughout the debate from last night and the one before that displayed, you know, them being a bit nervous or anything like that, anything that threw them off?
Well, both of them started with what's called barriering body language, with their hands clasped in front of them. And that can be like a centering, but it also can be a protective mechanism to actually keep someone at a distance. So they both started like that and came back to that stance several times. There's also blinking. A lot of them did quite a bit of blinking. John Key did a lot of blinking around when they were talking about assets, the asset sales, and Phil Goff did a lot of blinking around the capital gains question and also about $5,000 tax free. And blinking really means I want to get you out of my space.
Oh,
I
really
don't actually want to see or hear what you're saying. I'm the leader here.
So is that like just really rapid kind of blinking?
Rapid blinking. And obviously, that on its own, you have to look at the whole body language in context. You read body language in clusters. So it's not just one indicator. You look at several. Another one that was going on with Phil Goff particularly was flared nostrils. And that always makes me giggle, I must admit. And that was particularly around when he was talking about Winston Peters, which is another way thing to giggle, which was quite interesting.
Yeah.
And John Key did quite a bit of nose wrinkling.
You mean like kind of like the Bewitched kind of like
screwing up your nose. And again, you know, that can be about irritation or it can also mean disgust. Now, he actually did the nose wrinkling when he was continually asked about whether he wanted to be with the Green Party and also about the Maori seats.
Ah,
so there was quite a bit of nose wrinkling going on from John Key.
So there's nose wrinkling and nose flaring. Is there like a combo of the two? Like if you do the two together, does it mean that you're... You're, you know, you kind of
drunk,
peeved off.
What?
Drunk?
Yeah, certainly. I just
tried to do it and I felt like I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly, but it's good. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, it certainly get your cheek muscles moving. Flared nostrils is really about feeling quite irritated and angry. Both of them are irritation, but for slightly different reasons.
Did you notice anything kind of odd or funny or, you know, something that made you have a wee giggle?
Yeah, I did. When Phil Goff was really trying to be the interviewer and actually got told off by Guy Esplanade, his body language, his head kept moving forward and jutting his hands into John Key's space. And he was actually told off for being the interviewer,
which was
very interesting. And at that point, John Key was wrinkling his nose quite a bit.
Hilarious.
So that was really funny. And also at the end, when they actually shook hands, the pair of them looked like a pair of schoolboys that were just shaking hands after a rugby match. But there were some key indicators that that was not the case at all from a body language point of view. Would you like me to tell you about those?
Yeah, go on, do it.
Okay, well, Phil Goff came in, swiped his hand over the top of John Key and took a very dominant hand over the top handshake, which is a very dominant posture. John Key immediately tried to rectify that by putting his thumb hard down on Phil Goff's hand and moving his hand, and hit John Key's left hand was in a fist, which meant he was feeling quite angry. Both of them were smiling profusely, but it never reached their eyes.
Right.
And Phil Goff's smile almost looked like he wanted to eat John Key.
I don't think he'd be that delicious, to be honest.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, I wouldn't want to eat John Key. So do you reckon that those guys received a bit of training on like how to, you know, assert themselves when they were like shaking hands, that kind of thing? Or is it just a natural kind of thing that they do with their bodies?
I'd say being in the positions that they're in, they've certainly had some sort of body language training, but I think they could probably do with a few more pointers, to be quite honest. But I thought about some new roles for them, which is if Phil Goff does lose out, he could be the interviewer, or John Key could be the professional arm wrestler.
The professional arm wrestler, awesome. Well, Suzanne, thank you for joining us on the show today. You've been enlightening. And we should, yeah, you've got a bit of a link up on the your Facebook page, is
yeah,
that right?
I yeah, I have. I've actually got an article on a face and body, full face and body reading of John Key and Phil Goff. And you can reach that at thinksuccess.co.nz or Suzanne Macefield Facebook. And I've also got a body language for success article coming out in Fitness Life December, January, which will really help you get your body language really successful for what you're doing personally and professionally.
So you can get that job, get that money.
That's right.